Yud Aleph Menachemov, Monday the 27th of July, Rabbi Yosef Lewis, Nachamu, Nachamu.
Sadly, we were not zeicha to have our kofos yesterday in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's hope all our tefillahs will be niskabel. And it's interesting that this year we have quite a few days from Tisha B'Av till we say Nachamu Nachamu. We have a whole week. Sometimes you can have a Tisha B'Av on a Thursday. And 2 days later, from the Tisha B'Av, from the sadness of Tisha B'Av, we go straight to the Nachamu. Is it that simple? You can jump into the Nachamu. And the truth is, on Tisha B'Av itself, we say Nachem. How can we go from that Havelus, jump straight into the Nachamu? The truth is, I didn't really want to talk about Tisha B'Av again. Probably you've heard so much. But I heard yesterday a vort that gave me the theme for today. You see, when Noach came out of the Teva, he came out, he was the only one, him and his family, left on the world, and everything was destroyed, everything that was there was gone. And we know what Noach did. He planted the vineyard, and he drank, he became drunk. Vayochel ish Noach. And the Kriyako points out that the Lashon of Chulin, Kol Mokim Shatu Moitze Chulin, that's Kedusha. Whenever you can have that Kedusha, it's very easy to fall into the Chulin. And you've always got that option and you can choose from. Now, imagine we would, Chas V'Chalila, if we can imagine this, that the world would be destroyed. You press the buttons today and atom bombs and the world can be destroyed. Imagine that would Chas V'Chalila happen. And one person is left over and he comes out and everything's gone. All his friends, all the cities, all the parliament, everything's gone. It's all ash and there's some smoke coming. And he is the only one left. And there's a bus coil. And the Bnei Shalom tells him, you are the one that has to go and rebuild the world. And that's what happened to Noach. He was left all alone. And the Bnei Shalom tells him, you have to go and build up the world again. Now what we know is the most important thing a person needs is cheshbon nefesh, time to think. How to do things, what to do, where to do it. Cheshbon nefesh and time to think and to get that clarity and focus is the most important thing a person needs. And Noach at that time seems that he was thrown into this task of rebuilding the world without much time of cheshbon nefesh, of thought, of how to do it. And what happens is that if a person doesn't make the cheshbon nefesh, there's something automatic that happens. And sadly, that automatic thing that happens is that he gets caught into the net of the Yetzer Hara. If a person doesn't have the time to make the cheshbon nefesh, to get that clarity of what to do and how to do things, you're automatically caught in with the Yetzer Hara. And that's what happened with Noach. Noach ish tzaddik, it says. But he didn't have that time to make that cheshbon nefesh, to think about it. He was thrown into that very hard task of rebuilding the world. And then he got automatically caught in with the Yetzer Hara. So I thought about, of course, we finished with Tisha B'Av, but they could make a little bit of a cheshbon, a bit of time spending of what the koyach of Klal Yisrael really is to go through another year and another year and another year, and Klal Yisrael is still going strong, getting stronger and stronger. And Mitzvah Sheni, what do we have left? Where could we find the Shekhinah today? And to make a cheshbon nefesh, of course, these things don't go one press of a button and everything's fixed and everything's done. Things have to be done in stages. And Moshe Feinstein says, he speaks about when Korach came, first he speaks about the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis, v'nosnu, it says you have to have a psil tcheles. And the Gemara says, why tcheles? Because tcheles is doimel yam, it's the same as the ocean. And yam doimel rakia, the ocean is the same color as the sky. And then the Gemara goes through stages until you get to Kisei HaKavod. So he asks, why does the Gemara have to say it in stages? Tcheles Adem Yam, Yam Adem Lerukia, until you get to Kisei HaKavod. Why don't we say you have Tcheles, because that reminds you of Kisei HaKavod that's up in Shemayim. And Moshe Feinstein says, because it's impossible for a person to jump to that level in one go. From seeing Tcheles, jumping straight to Kisei HaKavod, that doesn't go. Because you need Cheshbon Nefesh, you need to think about it. You need to go step by step and think of how you're going to get to it. So it's a working on Madrigas. From Tcheles, you think about the Yam, and for the Yam to the Rakia, and then by thinking about it, spending time into it, and going working level by level, then you can get to Kisei HaKavod. It's impossible to jump to that Madriga in one go. And another piece he explains what happened to Korach. We know Korach came with a talis shekulot tcheles, and he asked Moshe Rabbeinu if this is potter from tzitzis. And he made a kal v'chomer. He says if a tzitzis, a beggar of tzitzis that has just one thread of tcheles is kosher, and a talis that's kulot tcheles for sure should be kosher. And he was wrong. Well, says Moshe Feinstein, what's the pshat? He says, because Korach, and he says, he explains, this was the toys of the Dor HaMidbar. He says, Dor HaMidbar, they saw all the greatest nisim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mon, how did they fall to that level? Meraglim, and all this. He says, because they didn't work on it. It was a jump from Nuntes Shaya Tumah to seeing the greatest nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. There was no time for Cheshbon Nefesh. For working on it step by step, Yam, Rokia, Kisei HaKavod, it was you were thrown in to that high madrega that they were zoicha to, but mitzad sheni they fell back much easier because it wasn't working on a system, on a process of step by step. And that was Korach's mistake. Korach thought, you jump to talis shekulot tcheles, that will be the highest madrega. But says Moshe Rabbeinu, no, you need one thread of tcheles. Work on it, little bits, a little bit more, and a little bit more, until you get to those madrigas. You can't jump on it. So if I thought, spending a little bit of time on how we go through Golas and what we still have. You all know the famous Rashi in Parshas Masay, where the Torah counts out all the Masoyas the Klal Yisrael ran through, and Rashi brings a famous Moshel that there was a kid that wasn't well, and the father took him to a doctor far, far away. And then once he was healed by the doctor, they went back on the hallway, and the father told them, here we stopped, you had a headache, and here we stopped, you had a stomachache, and here you were cold, and here you wanted to sleep. And they hear the same thing, says the Rashi, Rebbeinu Shloim, Klal Yisrael went through all the Masoyos in the Midbar, and the Torah counts them out. And all the Mephoshim tried to explain what's the lesson of this Moshel? What is the Moshel telling us? There's many Pshatim. I once heard a Pshat that this young boy that wasn't well, the father was schlepping him far away to this doctor. And the boy was crying, I don't want to go, I have a headache, I want to sleep, leave me alone, why are you doing this to me? You're just making it worse. And then once he was healed, the father took him back on all those stops and told him, remember you had a headache? You thought that I was making it worse and there was no reason for it. But now you see the reason why we stopped off at each stage. Because we had to get to the doctor to heal you. And therefore now you see the tachlis. You thought it was all a waste of time and you're making it worse and you're just torturing me. But the emes is, now you see that all that pain that we went through along the way was all for a tachlis. And the same thing is with Klal Yisrael and Golas. We go through Golas with so much tzaras. We go through Nisyonos, different stages in Klal Yisrael. And we look at it and we think, why? What's the tachlis of it all? Why do we have to go it through? But the emphasis is when we come to the Geula, when the Geula Shlema will come, we will look back at all these stages, we will understand what was the tachlis in it all. We can't understand now, the Rebbeinu Shlema is not giving us the clarity. But when we will come to the Geula Shleima, then we will see what was the tachlis in all these stages, all these stops, and all these hard times that Klal Yisrael went through. There's a pasuk in Kisavoy by the Klolos. It says one of the Klolos would be Adredes Choy Moisecho Hagvoy Hois Vabetzurois. The great big towers, the great big walls will be taken down. And the Alshech says that it refers to when Nebuzaradan was going to take in Yerushalayim, and he saw the walls around Yerushalayim, and he had a bit of a yush. He says, how am I going to take this down? And he camped himself outside Yerushalayim. And then, for some reason, he measured the wall. And the next day he measured it again, and he saw that each day he was going down 2 etzbois. Every day the wall was sinking in, 2 etzbois. I said, fine, the job is done. We'll wait a few weeks, and the job will be done. And that's what happened. Every day the wall sunk in 2 etzbois, until the way was clear for Nuzraden to go in and to take over the Beis HaMikdash. And the Alshech says that this is what the pasuk means, one of the klolos, Adredes choy moisecho hagvoyois vabetzuris, until these strong walls will go down on its own. It wouldn't be put down, Adredes, it will go down on its own. And the question I once heard is, why did Rabbeinu Shlom do it that way? That each day it sunk in a tiny little bit. If the Gezerah was there on Klal Yisrael, that the Beis HaMikdash should be taken over by Nebuzaradan, the wall should fall in, the Nebuzaradan should go in, and it's all over. What was the message in putting down the wall every day, another 2 etzbois? We said yesterday in Eicha, Tum Osa B'Shulayim. The tumah was on the soul. Loizachra Achrisa. They didn't remember the end. Vateiret Poloim. And they went down dramatically with a pele. And the Nesivus explains. He says when a person has to go, he has to go to work every day, and he has to walk past a muddy field. So if he walks past the field, he gets to work, and his trousers, his shoes are a little bit muddy, he wipes it off, he cleans it, and then the way home, the same thing, when he gets home, he wipes off his trousers and his shoes. He does that every day. He'll manage. He says if he gets to work and he doesn't look at his shoes and his trousers, and the same thing when he gets home, he does this every day for 2 weeks, the mud that will be stuck onto his shoes and his trousers, it won't be easy to get off. When there's a tiny little bit and you wipe it off right away, that's much easier than letting it accumulate and get tough and sunk in. Says the Nesivus, Klal Yisrael and the Bais Rishon, they were on such a high level, the Asar Nisim that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. How did it get to this level of Tumah that they had the Gzeira of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash? He says, this is what it says in Eicha. Tum Asa Bushuleo. The Tumah, the Yetzahara, was a little bit, a tiny little bit on the sole of their shoe. It was just a little bit stuck on the sole. Loizachra Achrisa, they didn't think of what the end will be if you don't get rid of that little bit of Yetzahara that's on the sole. Loizachra Achrisa, they didn't think of what will be the end. And what happened was, when they all got a little bit more, Vateret Poloim, until they fell and they went down dramatically. They fell with a Oifen Pella. So I heard that the Oynesh that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to Klal Yisrael was the Oifen of Midah Keneged Midah. The Chet, the Yetzirah that they got was on a tiny little bit, was on the Shulayim. Tiny little bits that gathered together more and more until they were fell to this madrega of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The oynish that they got was also that the wall sunk in a little bit, not midah keneged midah, just like the chait that caused them for this Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The oynish that they got was also in that oifen of midah keneged midah, that the wall sunk in a little bit at a time. And the way to fix it is like we started off. You can't jump and fix everything in one go. You need cheshbon nefesh. You need time to think about it. You need to work step by step, like the Gemara says, Yam Tchelus Deimel Yam, Yam Deimel Rikia, until you get to Kisei HaKovitz. You can't do it all in one go. The Gemara says, Miyom Shechora Beis HaMikdosh, when the day the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, Ein Loi La Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo'olamoi, the Bein Shleim doesn't have in his world, Elo Dalet Amas Shel Halacha, only the four Amas Shel Halacha. And I heard last week from the Ponovitch Rav, he was a Medayek, that we think in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Shechina was in the Beis HaMikdosh. And today that there's no Beis HaMikdosh, where do we find the Shechina? In Beis HaMedrash. He says, no, in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Ribono Shel Olam was in the Beis HaMikdosh, but was also in the Beis HaMedrash. And Miyoyim Shechorav Beis HaMikdosh, from when the Beis HaMikdosh is Chorav, Ein Loi La Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olamoi, the Ribono Shel Olam is not found in this world, Ela, with Dalet Amas Shel Halacha, only in the Beis HaMedrash, where there's Dalet Amas Shel Halacha. Now, what is this Olamoi? Like Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olamoi in his world? Is he referring to the Olamoi of the Ribono Shel Olam? Could be, but I heard another pshat like this. It says in Shir HaShirim, Hine ze oimet acha kosleinu, Ribono Shel Olam is standing behind the wall, Mashkiach min achaloinois, he looks through the windows, he looks through the cracks. And I saw a medrash brought down. The oimet acha kosleinu, the Ribono Shel Olam standing behind the wall. Which wall does this refer to? It refers to the Kosel HaMaravi. And there's a medrash in Shmoyis Rabbah that says, Lo oilam ein ha-shchina zozo mi Kosel HaMaravi. The Shchina never moves from the Kosel HaMaravi. And the pshat is, we think, the pshat is, that is why the Kosel HaMaravi is not destroyed. Because the Shechin is there, it's impossible for Goyim to destroy the Kosel HaMaravi. And I'll explain. The Gemara in Gittin says that when Titus the Rasha came to destroy the Beis HaMikdosh, the Gemara says, Tofa Zoyne B'yodoy, Nichnas the Beis Kodshe Kodshim, he went into the Kodshe Kodshim, and he rolled out his Sefer Torah, and he was Oiva Averis, V'loy Korolik, nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to Titus the Rasha. And the Pella is, the Kohen Gadol went in on Yom Kippur. And we know that if the Kohen Gadol didn't have the clearest machshavas, if he did anything slightly wrong, he didn't come out alive. And here goes Titus HaRasha and does the biggest averis in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and nothing happens to him. And the Nefesh HaChaim, Abchaim Volozhny explains, because when Titus HaRasha went in, there was no Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina was gone from the Beis HaMikdash. And because there was no Shechina, that's why Titus had the koyach to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Nafke Baskol, the Baskol went out and said, Amo ketile kotalto, you killed a dead nation. Heichola kalye koliso, you burnt a burnt heichol. Kimcha techina techinas, you're grinding flour. The pshat is that he's telling Titus and it was Raden that what you're doing is nothing to do with you. You're burning something that's burnt, you are destroying a nation that's been destroyed. The pshat is because if the Shechina has been removed, that's the koyach that Titus and it was Raden had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, to send Klal Yisrael and Golas. The only koyach they had is because there's no Shechina. Now, if the Shechina doesn't move away from the Kosel HaMaravi, that's the reason why it's impossible to destroy the Kosel HaMaravi. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, it says that, he said, Su'u Sha'arim Rasheichem, U'su'u Pischei Oilam, V'yovei Melech HaKovit. And the Medrash says that when Shlomo HaMelech came to take the Aron into Kodesh HaKadoshim, he came to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it didn't fit in. He made the Aron that was 10 amas wide, And the Kodesh HaKadoshim was exactly 10 amas wide, and they couldn't fit it in. You had to have people on the side carrying it, and it didn't fit in. And Shlomo HaMelech, he says that Omad v'Nisbaya, she was embarrassed of what happened, the mistake that he made. And he started saying this pasuk, Su'ush Arim Rasheichem. And the question is, what was Shlomo HaMelech thinking? Shlomo HaMelech, Chochom Mikol HaAdam. What was he thinking of making the iron that is 10 amas exactly the fit of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? How's he going to get it in? And I saw the pshat that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is where the Shekhinah was. The iron was the place where the Shekhinah was going to rest. Now, again, going back to the Nefesh HaChaim, Nefesh HaChaim says that bringing down Shekhinah in the Mokom HaMikdash, he brings a pasuk, V'asili mikdash v'shechanti b'soicham. Make me a Beis HaMikdash and I will rest in them. Doesn't say I will rest there, in the Beis HaMikdash, I will rest in them. And the famous Reb Chaim Volozhin explains that in order to have the Shekhinah come down in the Beis HaMikdash, what you need first is the Shekhinah in every person's heart. In every Yid himself, you need the Ashras HaShekhinah first, the person. Klal Yisrael had to be ready for the Ashras HaShekhinah. And then the Shekhinah was able to come down into the Beis HaMikdash. The Shlomo HaMelech was standing there and he wanted to put in the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash. The measurements in a place where there's Ashras HaShekhinah doesn't make any difference. Shlomo HaMelech knew if there's Ashras HaShekhinah, the Aron that is 10 Amos will fit in perfectly without space, doesn't make a difference, will fit into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It didn't fit in. Shlomo HaMelech was embarrassed of the matzav of Klal Yisrael. He says it must be that we are not ready with Ashras HaShekhinah in ourselves, and therefore the Ashras HaShekhinah can't come down in the Beis HaMikdash. So what he said was two psukim. One pasuk is Su'usharim Hashechem Vehinasu Pischei Olam, and the next pasuk is Su'usharim Hashechem Usa'u Pischei Olam. One refers to Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should open up their hearts and let the Shekhinah come into them, and then you have the next stage of Su'usharim Hashechem of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shekhinah will be able to rest in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a pasuk, V'lo yoda ish kvurasei shel Moshe. No one knows the place where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. And we know the Gemara says that they went to check and some said it's Lamalo, and some says it's Lamato. Some says it was the top of the mountain. They went up and they saw him at the bottom of the mountain. They went down, they saw him at the top of the mountain. V'lo yoda ish kvurasei shel Moshe. And Medech Drush, I once heard a pshat, and this gives a chizuk, and I think this is what one of the nekudas that Klal Yisrael have koyach to go through all the doyres. We see through the doyres there's been many different ways that the Umas HaOlam wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. If it's by destroying, by torturing, and sometimes there's been matzavim in Klal Yisrael where Klal Yisrael got too big and too close to the goyim, and the Yitzhara tried to pull away Klal Yisrael in that way of getting mixed in with the goyim and living their way, and that was also a way of chobm of Klal Yisrael. So there's two ways. There's kvurasei shel Moshe refers to the kvura of Klal Yisrael that was led and built up by Moshe Rabbeinu. And some say, some goyim would say, the way of burying Klal Yisrael is lemalo, make them big, make them live with us, get them to live on that higher level like the goyim, and that's how the Yitzhara wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. And then the Yitzhara sees it doesn't work, he goes and he pushes them lamato. We'll push down Klal Yisrael, we'll torture them, we'll give them a hard time. The Yitzhara tries in all ways, lamalo and lamato. But the Torah says, V'lo yoda ish kvurasei shel Moshe. Then no, the Yitzhara has no way, he does not know how to bury the Klal Yisrael. That is the koyach that we have to go through the doyres, and that's the chizuk that we have, and the cheshvan nefesh that we have is the ein la kodesh baruch hu bo ilamoy elo dalet amas shalocha. That's the only place where the shechinah rests in the dalet amas shalocha. We should take these koyaches and we should be zoicha. All our tefillahs should be neskabel, and we should see an end to all the tzaras and the galus, and we should be zoicha to the binyan beis hamikdash hashlishi b'mehirah v'meinu amen.